Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now the attention has turned back to Texas, back to Houston, and the president's home church where he has been lying in repose overnight, and people have been streaming by.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, CBS's Steve Futterman. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Today, the final day of the tributes, we will have one final memorial service here at St. Martin's Episcopal Church. That's the church of the Bush family. The Bush family has been attending this church for many years. It was also the place where Barbara Bush had her funeral service. Then the body will be taken by train on locomotive 4141. Can't imagine how it got that name. And it will be taken to College Station, Texas, to the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library, where the 41st president will be laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara, the former first lady, and next to their child, Robin, who died at the age of 3 from leukemia.
You know, Steve, yesterday during the service in Washington, there were a lot of very special moments. But one was when the president's pastor was speaking and talking about his final moments. And James Baker, longtime friend and Secretary of State, campaign manager, confidant, rubbing the president's feet in his final moments before he died. And he used that as an illustration. But James Baker just had a horrible time getting through that, listening to that story being told. And now he's going to speak today. And I just wonder, how hard is that going to be for him?
He will be one of the eulogists. They were friends for 60 years. They met on the tennis court. And boy, talk about two people whose paths went on a parallel track at times. James Baker, I remember being in the Persian Gulf in 1990 and early 1991. James Baker was the man trying to come up with some type of settlement with the Iraqis to avoid the first Gulf War. As a reporter, we were sort of all hoping like, gee, I hope you come up with a settlement. I would rather do that than be in harm's way covering a war. But obviously they couldn't do it. He was negotiating with a man, if you remember, named Tariq Aziz, and they just couldn't come up with a settlement. But he and President Bush were so close. They trusted each other so much. And at the end, James Baker heard that the president was having a bad day on Friday, dropped by, and he was there at the very end.
I happened to watch, Steve, and I told John about this. HBO ran a documentary called 41 about President Bush, and it was extraordinarily compelling. And you forget a lot of the things along the way. And one of the most poignant moments was him saying the hardest thing, the most difficult thing a president has to do is put young men and women in harm's way. And he thought very carefully about that before he did it in that Gulf War.
And you can talk to people who are in the military, people like Colin Powell and George Herbert Walker Bush. They say, if you've been in war yourself, if you've been in combat, and we know George Herbert Walker Bush was, we know Colin Powell obviously was, they say it's even more difficult because you know firsthand what it's like. You've lost friends, buddies. They say it's even more difficult if you've been in war yourself.
The former president, a fan of country music, and there will be country music involved in his farewell today.
You know, it's very interesting. He as president, he used his power, his capital, to pal around sometimes with the country music people, pal around with the sports people. Nolan Ryan is supposed to be there today. Nolan Ryan of no-hitter fame. There's going to be members or representatives from all the sports teams, the Houston Texans, the Houston Astros, the Rockets. He was a big, big sports fan, and it's going to be a different kind of ceremony. You're not going to have, although there'll be lots of dignitaries there, you won't have the types of dignitaries the number of dignitaries who had yesterday at the state funeral, but there will be some familiar names and some familiar names that you really, they knew each other? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys and Reba McEntire are both excited to perform today.
A remarkable life, and the last president who would have served in World War II.
Yes.
And I encourage people to see that documentary, 41. It will really give you a great sense of George H.W. Bush and his sense of humor, Steve, and his son captured some of that, talking about he didn't like broccoli yesterday in his eulogy.
And he handed it down to his kids.
Right. Listen, as I may have told you before, I didn't cover him on a regular basis, but covered him on an occasional basis that was sort of 4 or 5 times a year I would cover him when he was president. He became, and forget the politics, he still remains my favorite president. Obviously, some political views, people will agree with him, disagree with him. Take all that out. Just liked being around the guy. You could just schmooze a bit with him. And you could do that with Bill Clinton, too. But for me, the age I am, this guy sort of represented sort of a father or grandfather type figure because of the age difference. I always found him very warm, just a good guy I found overall. And, of course, the big question I've been hearing this week from people who weren't alive then, hearing all the wonderful tributes to him, they go, how did he lose in 1992?
Yeah. Well, I was asking that same question with myself last night. And
well, there were many things going on. I mean, one of the things was Ross Perot. There were 3 people in the race.
Right.
Ross Perot took around 20% of the vote. That was some of the issues. And then, of course, the economy was not doing well. That was the main problem we had. Some of the people on the right were upset that he didn't live up to the famous "Read my lips, no new taxes." Listen, that's the way politics works. And he so graciously accepted defeat because it hurt him. That's a humiliation to be voted out of office. Doesn't happen very often. Ask Jimmy Carter. The last person before Jimmy Carter was Herbert Hoover.
Wow.
Doesn't happen often. It was humiliating. He took it with grace. He accepted it. Didn't like it. Hated it. Accepted it and later became friends with the man who did it, Bill Clinton.
CBS's Steve Futterman. We appreciate you sharing, Steve. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.